Anong gagawin niyo kapag meron kayong good news? For example, you have a great news. Halimbawa ay pumasa kayo sa board exam. So, anong una mong gagawin? O kaya ay nagkaroon ka ng promotion o nagkaroon ka ng bagong trabaho. What are you going to do? What if nag-propose na yung boyfriend mo sa'yo for marriage? Anong gagawin mo kapag nanalo ka sa competition? Okay, nanalo ka sa bulprisa, nag-champion ka sa tennis, so what are you going to do? Okay. O kaya, lumabas na ang iyong apo, no, at kamukhang-kamukha mo. So anong gagawin mo? No? Alam ko, hula ko, palagay ko, tama ako sa hula ko. Pero ang unang-una mong gagawin ay isi-share mo sa FB. Tama? You will take a picture of your apo. You will take a picture of your trophy. You will take a picture of your the result of the board exam. And then you will gladly, joyfully share it for others to know that you have a great news. Amen ba? Tama ba? So lahat tayo excited to share. Now what if yung isang malapit sa puso mo ay namatay pagkatapos nabuhay uli? Ano kayang gagawin mo? Isang araw nagluluksa ka kasi nga namatay, nag-flatline. Then sa ilang sumunod na oras, nagulat ka, nabuhay uli, na-revive. No? A miracle happened. So you would want to share it as well. Amen? At yun ang gusto nating gawin. Pero alam niyo sa Biblia, when you take a look at the scriptures, meron isang napakagandang storya at napakagandang balita. Pero baliktad yung pinagawa ng Panginoon doon sa magandang balita. No? And I want you to open your Bibles with me to Acts chapter 1 verse 3 hanggang verse 5. No? Nakita niyo na po ba? Tumayo tayong lahat. Let's open our Bibles to Acts chapter 1 verses 3-5. Okay. Ito po ang sabi ng salita ng Panginoon. Basahin natin sabay-sabay. After his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave them many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Pagpalain ng Panginoon ng kanyang salita. Manalangin po tayo. Panginoon, ang iyong salita ay pagkain ng aming kaluluwa, gabay sa aming landas, at buhay sa aming mga kaluluwa. Dalangin po namin, O Diyos, na mangusap ka at ang banal mong espiritu ay mamagitan upang ang gawain ito ay para lamang po sa iyong kapurihan. Lord, maganda po ang nais at layunin mo ngayong umagang ito. Punuin mo kami ng iyong presensya sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen and amen. Okay, palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Praise God. Okay, sabi po dito sa verse natin, no, isang importante command ng Lord, sabi diyan, "Do not leave Jerusalem." Can you say, "Do not leave Jerusalem"? Okay, once again, "Do not leave Jerusalem." Okay, napakahalaga po niyan. Makakaupo na po tayo in the very presence of God. Okay. So there was a great news worth sharing and worth telling others. At kung isa ako sa mga disipulo, siguro magmamadali akong tumakbo para ikuwento sa iba na Jesus is alive. Lalo pa na sinabi ng Panginoon na humayo tayo at gawing alagad ang mga bansa. So ang unang-una kong gustong gawin, abay, let's get it on. Just do it. Let's move on and let's preach the good news that the world may know who Jesus is. No? Pero, nagulat po tayo sa salita ng Panginoon. Instead of saying to His disciples na, O sige na, magsimula na kayong humayo. Gumawa na kayo, magplano na kayo, mag-strategize na kayo. Gumawa na kayo ng matinding mga conquest agenda. Pero sabi ng Lord, do not leave Jerusalem. Do not leave Jerusalem. Okay. So, anong kinakailangan po natin mga kapatid so that this church will be on fire? The title of today's message is Church on Fire. Mga inawit natin kanina, puro apoy. No? And we will be talking about the fire of the Holy Spirit that will be rekindled in our midst. Church on fire. So, anong kinakailangan para magkaroon ng apoy ang church so that we can do what God called us to do and we can be what God wants us to be? Okay, there are three things that I'd like to share. Number one is the priority of waiting. Can you say priority of waiting? Okay, ang ating pinaka-importanting dapat gawin ay ang maghintay. Hindi umigkas at gumawa, kundi maghintay. Sabi po doon sa verse, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised. Never leave Jerusalem until you are endued with power. Huwag kang aalis sa Jerusalem hanggang hindi mo natatanggap yung regalo ng Diyos. Yung pangako niya ng banal na Espiritu. Wait for the gift. Don't just do it, but please, sabi ng Panginoon, maghintay muna kayo. Manalangin muna kayo sapagkat ang kapangyarihan ay mapapasa inyo kapag kayo ay nanalangin muna doon sa upper room. So that's exactly what they did. They spent 120 of them in the upper room praying and waiting on the Holy Spirit to come. 500 yung sinabihan ni Jesus. 500 yung nakakita sa kanya nung siya'y nabuhay na maguli. Pero 120 lang yung dumating sa upper room. This shows us the importance of prayer. The importance of waiting on the Lord before doing anything. Ang temptation po sa atin ay mag-isip, magplano, humakbang, magtrabaho, solusyonan ang problema. Yun agad ang naiisip natin. Pero yung mag-pray, siguro last resort. Pagka naubos mo na ang lahat ng mga ideya, nagawa mo na ang lahat ng dapat mong gawin, tapos wala pa rin nangyayari, tsaka mo naaalala, oo nga pala, nandyan pala si Lord. Lord, tulungan mo ako. Last resort. Parang ang Diyos ay spare tire. Maaalala mo lang pag ikay na flat. Huwag sanang ganun. Bago po kami pumunta ng Singapore, three weeks ago, no? So marami pong preparations. At isa sa mga preparations is checking in sa Philippine Airlines. So, gabi pa po, bago kami umalis, pumapasok na ako sa website ng PAL, hindi ako makaget through. Umagang umaga, binuksan ko uli, hindi po ako makaget through. Alas 8, tinry ko uli, hindi po ako makapasok. Sabi ko, Lord, ano po bang problema? Ba't hindi ako makapasok sa PAL para mag-check-in online? Hanggang sa ako'y nanalangin. Sabi ko, Lord, tulungan mo po ako na sana maka-check-in po kami. Kasi mas mabilis ang aming processing kapag ka naka-check-in. Pagkatapos ko po mag-pray, nag-log on ako, and amazingly enough, nakapasok po ako smoothly at baka bigla, madali po ako nakapag-check-in. Sabi ko, Lord, may problema pala ako. Hindi muna ako nanalangin. So, ang kailangan ko palang gawin, manalangin muna. Okay. Nung naka-check-in na po ako, nag-i-impake na. At sabi ko, nako, hindi ko na maalala kung saan ko na ilagay yung isang extension cord ng USB. Kasi iba po ang mga outlet sa Singapore. Namumroblema ako kung paano ko hahanapin kasi hindi ko matandaan. Ay, sabi ko, naalala ko, ay, kailangan pala, manalangin muna. At ako'y nanalangin po. At bago ako matapos sa aking pananalangin, pagsilip ko sa baba, nakita po nakalawit yung cord nung kailangan kong hanapin. So, ang kailangan pala, manalangin muna. Alas 6 pa lang unang umaga, umalis na si Yalel sa kasi Yanra kasi sabi ko, kailangan mo na Yalel mag-apply ng driver's license kasi mag-expire na yung student permit. Na-expire na po siya last year. So, ma-expire uli. Pagbalik natin, kung gagawin mo, expire na, babayad uli tayo. Buti pa, mag-apply ka na ngayon. So, same day, napatungan ako kay Singapore, pumunta po sila alas 6 ng umaga. Maaga pong nakakuha ng exam. Problema po, yung driving test. So, alas 9, hindi pa sa nagda-driving test. Alas 10, hindi pa nagda-driving test. Sabi ko, ano pang nangyayari? Ba't hindi pa makapag, ano, papa, sabi nila, matagal na kami naghihintay. Eh, mahaba po ang pila. Alas 10, alas 11, mag-alas 12 na. Sabi ko, ang flight natin, alas 3. O kailangan natin umalis ng bahay ng alas 3. So, dapat, ang flight natin ay sa hapon, no? May nakalimutan ako. Kaya pala hindi ma-test drive si Yalel. May nakalimutan ako. Alam niyo nakalimutan ko? Manalangin muna. So, nanalangin po uli ako. Sabi ko, Lord, tulungan mo na po yung aking anak. Sana po ma-driving test na para makauwi na po sila. Hindi pa po natatapos yung panalangin ko. Nag-ring na po yung phone. At ang sabi ni Yalel, ni Yanra, Papa, okay na po si Kuya. Sabi ko, bilis naman. Opo, Papa. Bakit? Ganun, natapos na ba yung driving test? Hindi po, pinakita ko po yung boarding pass patungo Singapore. Sabi po namin, papuntan na kami ng Singapore, kailangan nagmamadali po kami. Ang ginawa po dun sa counter, ibinigay na po yung license ng walang driving test. Ano pala ang kulang ko? Kulang kong mag-pray. So, ano kailangan mong gawin bago mong harapin ang problema? Manalangin muna. Ano pong dapat gawin? Manalangin muna. So, in everything, by prayer. Because there is power in prayer. Alam ng Panginoon na ang task is so great. The job is too great for His disciples. Ano ba ang dapat mawin ng mga disciples? Buong mundo, dalhan ng mabuting balita. Kaya ba yon ng kakatiting ng mga disipulo ni Jesus? Hindi nila kaya yon. So, kailangan nila ng kapangyarihang galing sa langit. At ito yung banal na espiritu. At paano mo makukuha yon sa pamamagitan ng pananalangin? Only by the power of the Holy Spirit can we make things happen. Amen ba? Pwede pang papurihan natin ang banal na espiritu, palakpakan lang natin ang Panginoon. No? Because it's only by His power that we can make things happen. Compare mo yung sarili mo kay Jesus Christ. No? When you try to compare, ako, I try to compare myself with Jesus Christ. Nagdi-disciple po ako. Si Jesus nagdi-disciple din. But He discipled His disciples for 3 years. 3 taon po yun. 3 taon niyang kasama ang kanyang mga disciples. Kumakain silang magkakasama, umaga, tanghali, hanggang gabi. May mga pagkakataon, magkakasama silang natulog. 24/7 magkakasama sila ng mga disciples niya. Nasaksihan ng mga disciples niya kung paanong gumawa ng himala si Jesus, kung paanong bumuhay ng patay, kung paanong nagpamulat ng mga mata ng mga bulag, kung paanong lumakad yung mga pilay. Nakita ng mga disciples lahat ito. Lumakad sa tubig si Jesus. Nagpakain ng mga tao sa pamamagitan ng 2 isda at 5 tinapay. Nakita lahat ito ng mga disciples for 3 years. Anong result ng discipleship ni Jesus doon sa mga disciples niya for 3 years? Did he succeed? I don't think so. Kasi nung ipako siya sa krus, nagpulasan po yung 10. Binitray siya nung 1. At kahit sa bandang huli, No, nabuhay na guli, na maguli si Jesus, ang iniisip pa rin ng mga disciples tungkol sa Israel, hindi sa kaharian ng Diyos. Kung i-compare ko yung sarili ko kay Jesus Christ, magfe-fail ako. Kasi iba si Jesus Christ, of course. Pero look at what He did. He spent all of His time with His disciples, but His disciples never learned. Even until the end. They never learned. But something happened and something radical happened when the Holy Spirit came upon them. They were changed. So kahit palang tindi ng alam natin sa discipleship, kahit palang titindi ng mga materials na ginagamit natin sa discipleship, kung wala ang Holy Spirit, baliwala ang lahat ng ating pagpapagal. Amen? Because it's only by the power of the Holy Spirit that we can, that God, no, can transform lives. No? Si Pastor Jim Simbala po, nag-start po siya ng ministry sa Brooklyn, New York, mga 1970s. At ang alam po niya na napakabigat ng ministry doon sapagkat mga addict, alcoholic, prostitute sa mga tao doon. Tapos maraming mga tao na walang pakialam sa Diyos. 25 lang pong miyembro niya. At ang panalangin niya, Lord, ano bang gagawin ko para po maabot namin yung mga alcoholics, mga LGBT, mga problematic dito sa Brooklyn, New York? Anong gagawin po namin? Nangusap ang Panginoon sa kanya at ang sabi lang sa kanya ganito, kung kayong mag-asawa, mananalangin palagi at hihingin ang gabay at ang kapangyarihan ng Banal na Espiritu. Hindi kayo mauubusan ng sariwang mensahe at hindi kakasya, no, sa inyong gusali ang mga taong dadalin ko sa inyo. And what he did was he started praying. He started praying. The ministry began in prayer. Just like in the New Testament, upper room. And since then, the church grew. No? Yung kanilang pong Tuesday prayer meeting was so powerful that people come. At na-realize po ng mga tao, naramdaman ng mga tao sa paligid, no, ng church na merong something na nangyayari doon sa loob ng kapilya. Merong kakaiba na nangyayari na hindi nila nakikita sa iba. Hanggang sa out of curiosity, ang mga tao nagpapasokan sa loob ng church. Bakit? Kasi there is something happening inside the church that you cannot explain. Something supernatural is happening. And lives are changed. Mga LGBT na babago. No, yung mga alcoholics na babago. Yung mga panalangin sinasagot. Hanggang yung balitang balita po doon sa community ng Brooklyn, the Lord is in that church. The Lord is in the tabernacle. Ang pangalan po kasi ng church nila is Brooklyn Tabernacle. Napabalita po yun sa mga paligid that the church is in the tabernacle and people kept coming to the church. Until now, they have 9,000 members. Paano po nangyari yun? Dahil magaling siya mag-preach? Hindi po. Dahil maganda yung facility? Hindi po. Dahil naka-aircon? Dahil maganda yung program, hindi po. It's only by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen? We need the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit. I need the Holy Spirit. Because apart from Him, we cannot even change our lives. Amen? Amen po ba? Isa hong palakpak pa minsan sa ating Panginoon. Hallelujah. I remember lang po, kasi nung when we were going abroad, no, ang una ko po lagi ginagawa talaga, especially when I went to, first time I went to Indonesia, was in the hotel, spending time on my knees praying for Indonesia. And I prayed that somehow, Lord, I want you to bless Indonesia and save Indonesia, and somehow, Lord, use Crossworld, kahit sa maliit lang nakaparaanan, Lord, can we have a part in blessing Indonesia? Nakalimutan ko na po yun eh, but that was my custom. Whenever I go to a certain place, I always pray for that place. I bless the nation. And later ko lang na-realize that the Lord has answered my prayer because God has given us Crossworld Indonesia. At yun pala yung bunga ng panalangin. Nung kami po imapunta ng London, no, the first thing we did was pray for United Kingdom. And for somehow the Lord to use Cross World, no, to advance the kingdom in United Kingdom. God's kingdom in England. And God is so good because He has given us Cross World United Kingdom. We have a church in London. Kaya anything, kung ikaw ay isang leader sa church, kung ikaw ay nangangarap na maging live group leader, magkaroon ng live group sa campus, magkaroon ng live group sa city hall, magkaroon ng live group sa marketplace, the first thing that you should do is not to plan. The first thing that you should do is not to evangelize or to share. The first thing that you should do is not even to form a team. The first thing that you should do is to pray. Upper room strategy. Upper room strategy. Amen po ba? So kung pinapanalangin mo, Lord, tagal ko ng life group leader pero wala pong nangyayari, you just pray to the Lord and ask for help because help is on its way. Help is on the way for the humble, for those who are praying, needing help from the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen po? Purihin ng Panginoon. So salamat po sa Panginoon dahil talagang He does nothing except in answer to prayer. Excited po Panginoon na sumagot sa ating mga panalangin. Dito lamang pong nakaraan, ay tong week lang na to, I was looking at the program ng LIFT Conference and I was looking at it at nakita ko po na dalawang beses mag-speak si Pastor Edmond Chan sa October 25 and then October 26, dalawang beses siya mag-speak. And then on our anniversary, mag-speak din po siya ng isa. So sabi ko, sayang naman yung October 25 ng gabi, parang maganda siguro merong something, no, like a dinner with Edmond Chan, no? And sabi ko, Lord, ano po bang pwede natin gawin? Ano po bang gusto mong gawin natin? No? And the Lord impressed in my heart that why not organize a dinner, no, with the pastors. Tapos, ang main speaker ay si Pastor Edmond Chan. Sabi ko, Lord, maganda po yun. Kaya lang wala po kaming space dito sa church to do it. Naisip ko, why not St. Joseph's Serenity dito sa May Malhakan din. Magandang place yan. Kasi nung pinatanong ko, ilan ang mga pastor na darating sa LIFT Conference? Approximately, mga nasa 100 pastors ang darating. Sabi ko, magandang place yun for pastors so that the pastors can have some time with Pastor Edmond Chan. Problema lang po, nung tinanong ko kay Pastor Amor, tinanong po yung St. Joseph, sabi doon, ay ano daw, nakabook na kasi may recollection. Sabi ko, Lord, paano po yun? Yun lang ang pinakamagandang lugar na pwede namin puntahan. Kaya lang, nakabook na. Sabi ko na lang sa kanila, kaila Pastor Amor, ipanalangin na lang natin na makancel yung recollection. Matagal na daw nakabook. Hindi ba pwede natin i-request na hanggang alas 3 lang sila para makapag-prepare para sa ating dinner? And sabi ko lang sa Lord, Lord, pagka po yung St. Joseph, kinancel mo po yun, Lord, tuloy po yung dinner. Ang isang problema ko na lang is I will need to talk to Pastor Edmond Chan if he is willing to do it. No? So, pinanalangin ko po yun and then I emailed Pastor Edmond Chan. Sabi ko, Pastor Edmond Chan, itong message ko sa kanya, we're so excited to see you on October 25 and also excited to hear God's word through you. I'm just wondering, sabi ko ganon, if you can spare us your precious time. No? We were planning to organize a dinner for 100 pastors and if it's not too much, sabi ko ganon, if it's not too much, can you give us your precious time and have dinner with us and speak whatever is in your heart to the pastors? Sabi ko, I know this is not part of our agreement because you're supposed to only speak 4 times in the conference and 1 time in our anniversary. But please, sabi ko, do consider in prayer to speak to the pastors in his service, Pastor Al. Wala pang isang oras, sumagot. Sabi sa akin ni Pastor Edmond, Pastor Al, you made me smile. Napangiti mo ako when you said that I was supposed to speak only 4 times in the conference and 1 time in the anniversary because I don't normally do that. I normally speak 3 times only. The last time I was in Japan, I only spoke 2 times. And now in Bulacan, I will be speaking 5 times. And then you want me to speak for another time? Ganon. Then meron pa siyang ha-ha. Sabi niya, okay, sabi niya, let's make a deal. You pray for me because I'm having trouble with my lower abdomen. So, meron daw siyang, hindi niya alam kung kidney problem or whatever. Please pray that it's not something, mabigat or serious. And then, I'm having problem with my sleep. Meron siyang sleeping problem. So, do pray for me. Okay. So, if you accept that deal, that you will pray for me, yes. I will be speaking. And I love to share my heart to the pastors. So, I will give it a yes. So, Pastor Edmond Chai will be speaking 6 times. Only in Bulacan. Amen. Palakpakan natin ng Panginoon. So, 4 na beses po siya magsalita sa LIFT conference. Anniversary po natin, huwag kayong mawawala. He will be our speaker. And then with the pastors, no, tinatanong ko kay Kuya Arnold, Kuya Arnold, tutuloy ba natin? Pababayaran ba natin sa mga pastor? 500 isa? Sabi ni Kuya Arnold, pag-pray natin, pastor, baka pwede na natin ilibre. If 7 people will be giving 10,000 pesos each. So, sagot na yung dinner dun sa, no, with the pastors. Total, pastors month naman, we can bless the pastors by not, charging them. No? So, napaka-generous ni Kuya Arnold. Siya daw ang sasagot. Sa prayer. Amen. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. God is really good. God is really good. So that's our priority, lest we forget, no, is to pray. That's our first priority. Our first priority is to minister to the Lord first. Maglingkod ka muna sa Panginoon at lahat ng kailangan mo, kaya niyang ibigay sa iyo. Amen? Minsan, hindi ka na kinakailangan mamroblema. Hindi ka na kinakailangan mag-effort pa ng sobra-sobra. Bakit? Isang panalangin lang pala ang kailangan. At ang sagot ng Diyos ay nariyan na. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. So our priority, the priority of waiting, do not leave Jerusalem. Okay? Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of God. Number 2 is the power to witness. The power to witness. Ang sabi po dun sa passage, then they gathered around him and asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? Yun po yung tanong. Okay? He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by His own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Look at these disciples, no? Look at the question. John Stott, yung isang kilala pong author, theologian, would say na, you know, look at the verb, the noun, and the adverb used by the disciples in constructing their question. No, it betrays their confusion about the kingdom.
medyo lito at ligaw ang mga disciples. Kasi sa tanong na tanong pa lang nila, wala na sa hulog. Kasi sa ang unang tanong, are you at this time? Gusto nila now na. That's the adverbial clause. And look at the verb, restore. Ang gusto ng mga disciples, ma-restore na yung kingdom sa Israel. Ibig sabihin nun, militarily, manumbalik ang kapangyarihan ng Israel at maging world power kagaya ng panahon ni David. Yun ang gusto nilang mangyari. At pangatlo, the kingdom to Israel. Ibig sabihin, parochial, nationalistic, local. Pang-atin lang. Exclusive lang, pang-atin. This is the confusion, no? Ng mga disciples. Ang iniisip kasi nila, si Jesus, ay magiging makapangyarihang general, sasakay sa puting kabayo, no? At sisipain si Cesar doon sa imperyo ng Roma, at siya'y maghahari at magiging world power uli ang Israel. Sabi niya, that's not the case. Kaya ang sabi ng Panginoon, it's not for you to know the times or the dates. But, no? But, yun ang pinakamalaga dyan, but, the Lord is redirecting their attention and their agenda from self to others. Mula sa sarili, patungo sa iba. Kagaya ng mga alagad, madalas tayo naliligaw. Kung hindi ka man mapahinto ni Satanas sa iyong ginagawa, ang gagawin niya sa iyo, ililigaw ka. He will bring a lot of distractions to you. He will try to derail you. He will try to get your attention. No? Snatch you out of your purpose. Divert your path. Para hindi mo magawa yung dapat mong gawin. So excited na yung mga disciples. Sabi, Lord, sige na, sumakay ka na sa kabayo mo. Sugurin na natin ang Roman Empire. Sakupin natin ang buong mundo. Now na! Ano, yun ang gusto nila mangyari. Sabi niya, hindi, hindi. Pero hindi, hindi yan. Hindi yan ang kalooban ko. Hindi yan ang kalooban ng Ama. It's not the time to do it. There will be a time for that. But for now, you will receive power to witness. So that's the second point. Our priority is prayer, and the power is made available so that we can witness. Hindi para maghari-harian tayo. Hindi para yumaman tayo. You know, the power is available, hindi para yumaman ka. Binigyan ka ng kapangyarihan, hindi ka para maging sikat, hindi ka para yumaman, hindi para maging magaling sa negosyo. Although magaganda ang lahat ng yon at pwede mo namang i-avail yun. But the primary purpose of the power is so that you will be His witness. No? You will be my witness. The power to witness. Nung nasa pagka-graduate ko po ng Phoebus College of Bible, alam ko po, magpapastor ako. Pero bago ako gumraduate, no, ay nagkaroon ng opening sa DZAS para maging newscaster. So, ako po excited kasi, ba, magkakaroon ako ng radio program or radio. Maranig ang boses ko sa radio. No? At talagang, nung high school kasi ako, ginagaya ko yung mga DJ sa, ano, anabutan niyo ba yung The Mellow Touch? Mga ganyan. So, parang gustong-gusto kong gayahin yun, eh, no? Kaya nung magkaroon ako ng opportunity, no, eh talagang nag-audition ako sa Far East Broadcasting Company to be a newscaster. No, at nag-gumawa pa nga ako ng test, eh. No, pinapronounce sa akin yung mga salita. Hindi ko naiintindihan yung mga salita, eh. Pero binasa ko nalang yung mga salita. Kagaya ng machination. No, curacao. No, mga ganun mga salita. Pero pala, hindi pala machination, kundi machination. No? Kaya lang, I sounded so good that it sounded right. No? Na parang, sa ganda ng boses, no? Parang, alam mo yon, sa ganda ng boses, parang tama. No? Parang tama. Kaya sabi ni Aldo Bar, yung pinaka-news director nung time na yon, alam mo magandang timbre ng boses mo. Kaya lang, mali-mali pronunciation mo. No? Pero, pwede ka naming tayaan. Parang gano'n. Alam mo, pwede makukuha yan. No? Arali mo lang yung mga pronunciation, but you have such a good voice. So, nakakuha po ako as a newscaster. So, nagpapastor po ako, pero newscaster ako, gigising ko alas 4 ng madaling araw, then punta ako ng Far East Broadcasting Company, gagawa ng news, and then magbabroadcast ako hanggang alauna ng hapon. So, every hour on the hour, I'll be casting the news. Now, I felt good kasi parang sabi ko, parang ako si Mike Lacanilao nung time na yon, o si Paul Lacanilao ng Channel 2, no? Magaling mag-news. Hoping na baka isang araw maging newscaster ako sa TV. No? Pero siguro lumipas po ang mga ilang buwan and I realized, you know, that, you know, parang hindi yata nakakatulong ito sa pagpapastor ko. Tinawag ako ng Lord na magpastor and here am I. No? Anong ginagawa ko? Nagbabalita ako ng mga bad news. Kasi alam niyo naman sa news, no? Kapag ka hindi yan sensationalized, pag walang namatay, pagka walang na-aksidente, pagka walang nahuli ng mga scandal, it's not newsworthy. So, kaya ang mga balibalita namin, may namatay, may ganito, may na-aksidente, mayroong lumubog na barko, mga ganyan. So, excited ang mga tao sa mga ganon. Sabi ko, Lord, parang, Lord, ayoko na po ng ganitong buhay. Gigisi ako ng madaling araw para maghabol ng bad news. At pupunta ako sa Far East Broadcasting Company para mag-broadcast ng bad news. You did not call me to proclaim the bad news. You proclaimed me to preach the good news. So no matter how you know, alam mo, parang magandang image yung newscaster at magandang exposure yung newscaster and I have the medium, no? And I have the talent to do it and I have the medium, the platform to do it. But I decided to let it go. Because Lord, parang I want to bid goodbye to newscasting. Because I want to fulfill my purpose. You called me for a reason. You called me for a purpose. And that's what I should do. So I said, bye-bye sa Far East Broadcasting Company and to focus on being a pastor. Mahirap, pero kailangan gawin. Kasi may tendency nga tayong maligaw. No? Huwag kang maliligaw. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, huwag kang maliligaw. Parang dinig ko, huwag kang magpapaligaw. Sabi mo doon, power to witness. Can we go back to the outline? Power to witness. The power to witness. No? You are, but you will receive power. Look at this, ah. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Then you will be my witnesses. It's not the other way around. Hindi sinabing, you will witness for me and then the power will come upon you. Hindi po ganun ang sinabi. Dapat mauna yung kabayo kesa doon sa karitela. Ang nangyayari madalas sa atin, nauna yung karitela, nasa likod yung kabayo, baliktad. Dapat nauna yung power ng Holy Spirit and then madali na po mag-share ng gospel. Amen? Effortless. Hindi po mahirap, hindi mabigat, hindi burdensome. But it's a joy. It will be a joy when you have the power of the Holy Spirit. And the word power here, the word used in the original is dunamis. Can you say dunamis? Dunamis, dun po nang galing yung salitang dynamite. Sabihin yun yung power na meron ka when you have the Word of God, when you have the Holy Spirit. Pero that power is available only for you to bear witness. Can you say witness? Yung salita namang witness sa original is marturon. Marturos. Ang ibig sabihin po noon, doon ang galing yung salitang martir. Ibig sabihin noon, as you witness, you're willing to lose everything for Jesus. You're willing to let go of anything that will hinder you. You're willing to let go of any sin that entangles you. You're willing to let go of anything that will distract you. Even your life. You're willing to give. Wow, for the sake of the people. Pag napuno ka ng kapangyarihan ng banal na Espiritu, mabumulat ang iyong mga mata at makikita mo ang kalunos-lunos na kalagayan ng mga tao sa iyong paligid. Mga tao na parang mga zombie. Mga tao na walang pag-asa. Mga taong mayayaman nga, pero walang laman ng puso. Mga tao magaganda ang suot. No? Pero nginangat-ngat ng depression ang kanilang mga espiritu. Mga taong magagara ang sasakyan, no? Pero wala namang patutunguhan sa buhay kasi walang direksyon. No? Mga taong akala mo magaganda ang anyo, pero sa loob, bulok. Kailangan nila ng Panginoon. Amen? Kaya lang huwag tayong natatakot, huwag tayong nangingimi. At sa panahon natin ngayon na masyadong isinusulong ang karapatan, huwag ka makaka-offend, huwag ka makakasakit, huwag mong share ng gospel, baka ma-offend, baka masaktan, no? Baka ganito mangyari. No? Alam mo, nasusunog yung bahay ng kapitbahay mo. Okay? Nasusunog. Gigisingin mo ba o hindi? Sabi, huwag natin gisingin. Bakit? Baka ma-offend. Baka pag sinabi natin, nasusunog ang bahay ninyo. Ano ba kayo? Nang iistorbo kayo? Ganun. When you do not care anymore, ibig sabihin, the Holy Spirit is not really with you. Let me just show you a film, a very short film, and see how absurd it is to even consider, no, no, not offending someone dahil sa meron siyang gagawing isang bagay na ikapapahamak niya. Just like, very quick lang ito, no? The title of the film clip is The Cliff. Okay.
Hey, bro, look, check it out. Labradoodle.
What?
Yeah, right down there.
Oh, I love a good breed.
It's so good.
Yes, half lab, half moodle.
Wait, what?
Incredible.
Moodle?
Yeah.
No, that's a not a thing ever.
No, no, it totally is. A moodle.
Isn't that Dave from Econ?
Oh, yeah.
What is he doing up here?
He's probably just enjoying the view, man.
Wait, isn't Dave blind? We gotta warn him.
Hey, Dave!
Whoa, bro. What are you doing? You can't just tell Dave what to do.
Wait, why?
Are you blind?
No.
Okay, so then you don't know what Dave's gone through. You can't really relate to him, man. Just let him be. He's totally fine.
He's literally slipping right now.
Okay, you're gonna get all up on him for slipping. Like, everyone slips from here and there.
I don't care if he slips. I'm just trying to keep a guy from falling off a cliff.
No. Okay, listen. What I think you need to do right now is you just need to love him. You need to not point out
his weaknesses. What does that have to do with anything?
It has everything to do with everything. Okay, like if you point out his weaknesses, he won't feel loved. He won't feel accepted.
I'm just trying to keep a guy from going off the cliff.
No, you're not even stopping. Hey, Dave!
No,
bro, stop it.
You speak out against blind people. So many people will be upset with you. No, so many people won't like you. Also, what if he doesn't like us anymore? You ever thought about that?
Dave will be dead. I need to say, hey,
no,
Dave!
No. Is someone there?
Yeah. Hey Dave, how's it going? It's Charlie from school.
Oh, hey man.
Doing this for Dave's birthday.
Maybe you can help me out. I seem to have lost a trail somewhere. You want to tell me if I'm going the right way?
Maybe he is lost.
Yes.
You're right. We should still just encourage him. Yeah. Hey, no, Dave. You know you're doing great, man. I love that you're out here, man. Too. I'm proud of you being out on this trail.
You're doing great, man. You're doing great.
Oh. Okay, thanks, man.
Guess I am going the right way.
Watch, he'll figure it out. You just gotta love him through his problems.
Yeah, you got it, man.
Dave, what are you doing?
What? Dave?
So which friend are you? Someone who cares na sabihan yung bulag na mali yung pinapuntahan mo, mapapahama ka? O yung isa na huwag mong sabihin kasi baka masaktan siya, baka ma-offend siya?
Mga kapatid, napakahalaga po nito. We have the good news. Amen? We have the good news. We have Jesus Christ. He changes lives. He saves. He forgives. And the people need to know that. Kaya lang, part of their understanding it is that they have to know that they are on the wrong path. They're heading in the wrong direction. That they're sinning against God and they need to change their ways. Kung walang magsasabi noon, then they will go directly to their destruction. So have the courage. No, the power is given so that you can serve others and help others get saved. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Then pangatlo, let's go to the third and last. Okay. Proclaim to the world. Proclaim to the world. Okay? So nakita natin priority of waiting. And we see that the power is available so that we can witness, we can share, lead others to the Lord. And then we need to proclaim to the world. To the world. Look at this, no? Ang mga disciples, ang iniisip nila, Lord, kailan mo ibabalik yung kaharian sa Israel para tayong mga Hudyo ay muling mamayagpag at maghari sa buong mundo? Kailan mo ipanunumbalik ang kaharian para ng panahon ni David ay mabalik? No, ang utak po nila ay para sa Israel. Ang utak nila para sa sarili lang nila. Pero sabi ng Panginoon, wait. I will call you my witnesses where? In Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So sinalag ng Panginoon yung maling utak ng mga disciples na hindi pang Israel lang. Yan na nga ang problema ng Israel eh. Tinawag ng Diyos ang Israel para siya'y maging liwanag ng mundo. Pero anong ginawa ng Israel? Kinimkim sa kanyang sarili ang liwanag. Hindi ibinahagi sa buong mundo. Kinontain sa kanilang sarili. Kaya nawasak ang Israel because of that. Noong bumaba ang banal na Espiritu, dumagsa ang mga tao sa church, no? Noong sa New Testament, kaya lang dahil sa Jerusalem ito nangyari, ang nangyari, nagsama-sama po yung mga mananampalataya sa Jerusalem. Kinakailangan pa magkaroon ng persecution para po kumalat sila sa Judea, sa Samaria, hanggang sa dulo ng mundo. Pagka po tayo hindi natin nakita yung vision of the world, the Lord might scatter us. The Lord might bring persecution so that we will be forced to get out of our comfort zone and bring the good news to the ends of the earth. Ano ba yun? Ano ba yung Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth? No, tingnan natin tong larawan na to, no? Next slide. So this is Judea, this is Jerusalem. Sabi, magsimula ako sa Jerusalem, and then pagkatapos ng Jerusalem, ang Jerusalem is the city. The province is Judea. Yung sumunod na Samaria ay yung mga taong hindi nila masyadong kakilala. No? Ito yung mga mixed Jew, Greeks. Halo-halo na po yan. At yung pula, onwards, ay buong mundo. So anong sinasabi ng Panginoon dito? You start where you are. You start where you are. Matapos kang mapuspos ang banal na Espiritu, you start wherever you are in your Jerusalem. Ano yung Jerusalem mo? That's your home. Ano pa? That's where you work. City hall, factory, office in Makati. That's your classroom. That's your Jerusalem. Ano yung Judea mo? Yung classroom, siguro, yun ang Jerusalem mo. Ang Judea mo is the whole university, the whole campus.
hanggang sa lumabas. Tanda mo to, kapatid. Your business can be a platform. Inaasahan ng Panginoon na yung mga taong ipinagkatiwala ng Diyos sa iyo, kahit sabihin mo ang mga tauhan mo sa construction company ay lilima lang kayo, pananagutan mo sa Diyos yung lima na pinagkatiwala sa iyo. Kung nasa opisina ka at ang co-office mates mo ay sampu, pananagutan mo sa Panginoon yung sampu. Kasi yun ang yung Judea mo eh. Kung binigyan ka ng Panginoon ng 50 tao sa iyong kumpanya, then you owe them something. May utang ka sa kanila. Kailangan marinig nilang mabuting balita. Kung ikaw ay naligtas, alam mong sa langit ka pupunta, pinatawad ang iyong kasalanan, no? At makita natin dito na we are obligated by God to bring the cross beyond the four walls of our homes, the four walls of our office, and even beyond the four walls of the church. The ministry is not inside this church, mga kapatid. The ministry is where you work. The ministry is where you study. That's what ministry is all about. Kaya gusto makita ng Panginoon na humayo tayo. Ipangaral natin ang mabuting balita. Ipahayag natin kung sino si Jesus. Dahil si Jesus lang ang sagot sa tanong ng maraming mga tao. Si Jesus ang katugunan sa kanilang mga problema. But we need not be silent. We have to speak up and share the good news. Amen po ba? There are three miracles that happened in Pentecost. Una, the first miracle was when they gathered together in the upper room, 120 of them. The second miracle is when the Holy Spirit was poured upon them in power. At bawat isa po sa kanila napuspos ng banal na Espiritu. That's the second miracle. The third miracle, nung tumayo si Pedro sa harapan ng mga pilgrims at nangaral po siya, and 3,000 people got saved. Isang pangangaral, isang sermon, 3,000 ang naligtas. Ngayon po, 3,000 sermon na, wala pang naliligtas. Pero si Pedro, isang sermon lang. Pero paanong nangyari yung miracle na yon? Na 3,000 naligtas sa isang sermon? Kasi nangyari yung first miracle. They prayed. Nalangin muna sila. They waited on the Lord. No? Kaya po, sumunod na pangyayari, multitudes came to know the Lord. Kaya kung magsisimula tayo ng ministry sa Chaong, Quezon, ang unang strategic step is the upper room. Pray together. Kung magsisimula tayo ng ministry sa Quezon City, we should have a prayer group. Magsimula sa prayer. Kung magkakaroon tayo ng gawain sa City Hall, there has to be prayer in the City Hall. Amen po ba, mga kapatid? So, pwede po mangyari ito. Okay? When you look at the next slide, no, hindi lang po inaasahan ng Panginoon na kung titingnan natin, di ba, ang plano ng Diyos, gusto niya buong mundo makakilala sa Kanya, that the glory of Jesus may be made known to all the world. No? Now, kung titingnan po ninyo ito, ito po ang tawag dito is 1040 window. Ito po yung lugar kung saan, ito yung lugar na hindi pa halos nai-evangelize. At ano po yung mga bansa na yan? Predominantly, no, India, China, Middle East, Africa. Yan po yun. Kasama tayo sa 1040 window. Ibig sabihin, ito yung mga taong hindi halos nakarinig ng mabuting balita. Okay, next slide. Ang karanihan sa mga religion yan ay Muslim, Buddhist, no, Islam, tsaka Hinduism. Yan po ang tawag yan, 1040 window. No, I'd like to show another video clip. 1 minute lang ito. Para lang ma-explain sa inyo what 1040 window is. No, kasi sa susunod po na yugto ng mangyayari sa cross world, no, ito na po ang tututukan natin. We will really be investing for world missions. We will be praying that God will use cross world in really impacting the world. Sa paanong paraan, hindi ko alam. But Lord, use us to impact this part of the world where many have never heard even the name of Jesus. No, let's. Can we just show that, the 1040 window clip?
If you draw a line on a map on the northern latitude of 10 degrees and 40 degrees in the eastern hemisphere, you encompass 95% of the people in the world who have never heard the gospel. And sadly, the 1040 window is also home to 90% of the world's poorest of the poor. This region is primarily Muslim, Hindu, and Buddhist, totaling over 2.5 billion people. This area of the world is the least evangelized, and it's heartbreaking to say that the church as a whole has forgotten about these people. The men, women, and children who live here continue to face more abuse, deprivation, AIDS, diseases, illiteracy, and spiritual darkness than anyone in history. This is the most difficult place on earth to call home. The 1040 window is made up of thousands of different languages and dialects, creating a huge challenge in reaching such a massive ethnic diversity with the saving message of Jesus Christ. Billions wait to hear the gospel for the very first time. Our prayer is that Christians around the world would turn their hearts and prayers to the 1040 window and respond to the transforming words of Jesus. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
Amen. So matindi yung challenge sa atin, mga kapatid. And I pray that God will use us. No? Kung hindi ka man makarating dyan sa lugar na yan, no? Hindi ka man goer, you will be a sender. Sa totoo lang, mas nagagamit ng Panginoon yung mga tent makers na tinatawag. Going to that place, no, starting a business, teaching English, and then eventually being able to share the gospel to the Vietnamese, being able to share the gospel to the Cambodians, to the Burmese. Why? Kasi ano sila eh? Professional. Kaya kung kayo, nangangarap kayong mamasyal, sana yung pamamasyal ninyo, lagyan nyo ng purpose. Huwag lang namasyal para lang makita yung lugar. Huwag lang for travel's sake. But gusto ko pumunta sa lugar na yon. Why? Because I want to make a contribution. Una, to pray for that place. And not only that, no, magamit ako ng Panginoon to be able to share the gospel to those people who have not yet heard the name of Jesus. Ito po yung mandate natin, mga kapatid. Napakalaki ng trabahong pinagagawa ng Panginoon sa atin. It's almost impossible, but it can only be possible when we have the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen po ba? Amen po ba?
Amen.
Amen. So, yes, we are overwhelmed by the bigness and the, you know, the vastness of the vision. Napakatindi ng magnitude ng vision. Pero bago tayo pumunta doon, atupagin niyo muna ang inyong Jerusalem. You pray for your family, you pray for your spouse, you pray for your wife, you pray for your children. Nung nakilala ko ang Panginoon bilang tagapagligtas ng aking buhay, ako'y parang naglalakad sa alapaap sapagkat sabi ko, napakawalangya ako pero sa langit ako pupunta. Paano nangyari yun? Ang dami kong problemang dinala at sama ng loob na binigay sa aking mga magulang, no? Pero dahil kay Jesus, sa langit ako pupunta. Sabi ko, Lord, hindi ko ma-imagine at hindi ko alam kung paano kita pasasalamatan kasi sa langit ako pupunta. Pero sunod kong naramdaman, paano na lang ang tatay ko? Paano ang nanay ko? Paano ang mga kapatid ko? Aanhin ko naman ang langit kung ako lang ang nandun, nasan ang mga magulang ko, nasan ang mga kapatid ko? So I prayed. I prayed for God, for my family. And praise God because within 1 year, no, bawat isa po ito nakakilala sa Panginoon. Ang una ko pong share ng gospel, yung aming bunsong kapatid. Kasi ako po ay pangalawa sa bunso eh. Pito po kami magkakapatid. Kinokontra ako ng aking kuya, ng aking ate, ng aking diko, ng aking sangko. Inuusig po nila ako lahat eh. So hindi ko makumbinsi. Ang makukumbinsi ko lang po yung bunso. Kaya tinakot ko po ng tinakot. Sabi ko, sa impyerno ka pupunta. Merong uod doon, di namamatay. No, tinakot ko po ng tinakot si Carol. Iyak po ng iyak. No, at tinanggap ang Lord dahil sa takot. At nung nakakilala na po si Carol, sumunod na po ang nanay ko at yung mga kapatid ko ay nakakilala sa Panginoon. At ngayon lahat naglilingkod sa Panginoon. Amen? Amen. Pangarapin mo na yung buong pamilya mo, madala mo sa Panginoon. Amen? Panangalangin mo na yung buong angkan makalapit sa Panginoon. Amen? At yung buong company mo makakilala sa Panginoon. Amen? That should be our dream. But that can only happen when we have the Holy Spirit. Amen? Palakpakan natin po, Panginoon, mga kapatid. Hallelujah. So in conclusion, no, i-summarize lang po natin ito. We want to have a church on fire, and that can only happen when we know our priority. And our priority is to wait on the Lord, to pray more. That's our priority. Secondly, the power will be available. Pero tandaan mo kung para saan yun. Hindi para sumikat ka, hindi para ka magtagumpay, hindi para ka yumaman. Ang kapangyarihan na yun ay para maging mabisa kang saksi, para maipahayag mo si Jesus sa marami. At pangatlo, no, huwag mo lang isipin ang sarili mong bakod. Huwag mo lang isipin ang sarili mong tahanan, sarili mong kumpanya, ang sarili mong church. Isaalang-alang mong iba. No? Kaya nga nung umakit ang Panginoon, di ba? Sabi ng Lord, papaakit na siya. Ang mga alagad po, nakasabi doon eh, they were gazing at Jesus. They were not just looking, they were gazing at Jesus. Their eyes are fixed on Jesus while he was ascending to heaven. Kasi halong sadness and brokenness na hindi na nila makikita ang Panginoon. Pero nagpakita yung mga anghel at nang sabi, huwag kayong mag-alala kasi yung nakita niyong umalis, babalik uli. Amen? Babalik uli siya. Huwag kayong mag-alala. Naalala ko tuloy yung, bigla ko lang po naalala. Dagdag lang to, bonus. No? Merong isang play, Easter play. At yung conclusion ng play, Ascension. So, yun pong gumanap na Jesus sa play, ay nung nag-ascend na, meron pong tali, no? At umangat po talaga sa stage. Talagang umangat patungo doon sa kisame. No? At nakatingala po ang lahat. No? Habang si Jesus ay umaangat patungo doon sa langit o sa kisame. Kaya lang po, yung may hawak ng mga lubid, humulagpos po yung pagkakahawak. Kaya mula po doon sa tuktok ng kisame, nalaglag po yung Jesus. No, buti na lang hindi bumagsak doon sa floor, kundi nakalawit po yung kanyang paa, nakahang siyang ganyan. Ano? At habang yung lahat po ay gulantang sa nangyari, na bumalik uli si Jesus. Paano nangyari yun? Bumalik kaagad-agad. Parang ganun. Buti na lang mo po, matindi ang composure nung umarting Jesus. No? Kasi nung pagbaba niyang ganun, bigla niyang sinabing, at siya nga pala, ang sabi niya ganyan, huwag niyong kakalimutan. Mahalin ninyo ang inyong kapwa kagaya ng pagmamahal niyo sa inyong sarili. Sabay, umangat hanggang sa nawala na. Ayan. Magaling bumawi. At yun ang paalaala ng Panginoon, di ba? Habang minamasda natin ang kagandahan ng Panginoon, huwag mong kakalimutan, mahalin mo ngayong kapwa. Ibalita mo ang napakagandang balita. Amen? Amen ba? Let me ask you, finally, this last question. What is the most important thing that ever happened in your life? What is the most important thing that ever happened in your life? For me, it's knowing Jesus. Being saved, being changed by Him. The joy of knowing my Lord, my Savior, that's the best thing that ever happened to me. Last question.
what's the best gift? What's the best thing that you can ever give someone? The best gift is also Jesus. May we fall in love more and more with Jesus. May we love Him more. So it will be easier for us, it will be more joyful for us to share who Jesus is and how wonderful He is and how beautiful He is. Let's thirst for more of Him. Amen. Amen po ba? Shall we all stand up? Sikreto dito mga kapatid. We learn to hunger and thirst for Him. We desire more of Him.